Now a few minutes with RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell. Today Charlie reviews Grudge Match, now playing in area theaters.
Grudge Match resembles the state of the sport of boxing in 2013. It was way better in the mid to late 20th century. Sylvester Stallone and Robert De Niro have both starred in boxing films considered cinema classics. Brazenly, Grudge Match attempts to remind you of those superior films and make you think they were prequels. Echoes of Jake LaMotta and almost direct references to Rocky Balboa permeate Grudge Match and the rivalry between the two boxers. However, the last thing the original Rocky and Raging Bull movies need is a Las Vegas / bucket list one last shot for the old geezer's epilogue attached to it. Rocky 17, or whatever it is they're up to in that series now, has already covered this quote, should be left undiscovered territory. Back in the 80s, Henry Razor Sharp, played by Stallone, and Billy the Kid McDonough, played by De Niro, contended for the light heavyweight title as fierce rivals. They fought twice, each winning a bout, and when Razor retired with no warning, forever denying what would have been billed as one of the greatest grudge matches in boxing history. Fast forward 30 years, Dante Slate Jr., played by Kevin Hart, oozes around town like one of Don King's sleazy kids, sees a chance to make some cash from the two ancient boxers, and organizes the boxing match decades in the making. The kid is itching to get back in the ring, but Razor only agrees to do it for the money. Are you picking up on the similarities yet? Rocky, I mean Razor, is poor. He lives in a rough neighborhood and trains for the match in a junkyard with Lightning Conlon, played by Alan Arkin, a comedic travesty representing Burgess Meredith's Mickey from Rocky. Apollo Creed, I mean the kid, is financially well off. He trains at a real gym and is portrayed as not a very nice guy. These guys are old. These guys are out of shape, and Kevin Hart is short. Therefore, the majority of this comedy is all age and height jokes. The script saddles Alan Arkin with the most atrocious one-liners and hammers home over and over again that he is so old he can say whatever it is he wants to. The plot brings out a whole bunch of long-buried family secrets, including a son one of the characters didn't know he had, an old flame, and the real reason Razor retired at his peak. None of this is very compelling, but these side stories give the filmmakers a chance to shock us with some very recognizable supporting actors, including Kim Basinger and LL Cool J. Kim Basinger? They really do want to remind you of the 1980s, something bad. Director Peter Siegel has directed effective comedies in the past, including Tommy Boy and Get Smart. Grudge Match will be filed right along with some of his other clunkers as My Fellow Americans, Nutty Professor 2, The Clumps, and the 2005 remake of The Longest Yard. Grudge Match makes a lot more sense when you look at the lead writer, Tim Kelleher's resume. He has an episode of Two and a Half Men, First Kid starring Sinbad, and a TV movie called The Garbage-Picking, Field-Goal-Kicking Philadelphia Phenomenon. At least the writers were sly enough to move the setting all the way to Pittsburgh, lest you confuse it with Rocky's native Philadelphia. If you're going to make a sports comedy out of revived Rocky/Raging Bull hybrid, it should at least be funny. However, prepare yourself for lazy jokes about the word Bangkok and the TV show Webster. Grudge Match is an idea as tired as Stallone and De Niro look, and I give it 2 stars.
Grudge Match, rated PG-13, is now playing at Touchstar Cinemas Seminole 8, Regal Park Place Stadium 16, and RPX, Regal Largo Mall 8, AMC Tri-City, Baywalk 20 and IMAX in downtown St. Petersburg, and Cobb Countryside 12 Cinemas. RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell. Mr. Jewell is a member of the Washington, D.C. Area Film Critics Association. Visit CharlieJewell, JUHL.com.